The Yamadutas replied, "That which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, the religious principles, and the opposite of that is irreligion. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, and are self-born. This we have heard from Yamaraja."
యమరాజు వేద ప్రణిహితో ధర్మ హీ అధర్మాస్తల్ విపర్జయ వేదు నారాయణ సాక్షా స్వయంభూరితి సుష్మ. సో హియర్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లనేషన్ బై ది యమదూతాస్. ది యమదూతాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ వెరీ అడ్వాన్స్ so far their position was there. They're very odd looking and not to be supposed very civilized, uneducated. But how they're explaining about dharma? Because the challenge was that if you are servants of Dharmaraj, then explain what is dharma. It doesn't matter whether a man is civilized or uncivilized, good looking or bad looking, but if he has got proper guide, then he can speak the right thing. This is it. Yamaraja Husu, they are not manufacturing anything. They are saying, it is Sushuma. It is. We have heard it from our master. This is knowledge. They are not expected to manufacture something speculative. They are neither educated nor very civilized, nor nothing of this sort. But they are talking of the souls of religion. How? Now they have heard it from the authority, Yamaraj. Yamaraj is authority. In the Shastra it is said, then, Prapta apratishya sutayu vidhinya naso manijya samatam labhindam ధర్మస్య తత్వం నిహితం గుహాయాం మహాజన జీనవత సపంథా. ధర్మ ది పాథ్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియసిటీ ఇస్ వెరీ కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్. ధర్మస్య తత్వం నిహితం గుహాయాం, దెన్ హౌ ఐ షల్ యాక్సెప్ట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ, వాట్ ఈస్ రిలీజియన్? మహాజన జీనవత సపంథ. You just follow the footsteps of authorized person. Then you understand what is wrong. You cannot manufacture. So here is the same system. The Vedic system is the same. Either we hear from the direct Vedas or scriptures following the Vedas. Here, the Yamaraj says, Yamaduta says, that dharma means what is spoken or directed in the Veda. Veda. And what is Veda? Veda Narayana Saksha. Veda means God Himself. Just now we can understand very easily. Just like the king and the king's law, what king has said, that this is the done like this. Keep to the right. King or government, whatever it may be, authority. So that is Veda. What is just like law means what the government says. You cannot manufacture law. Similarly, Veda Narayana Sha. What Narayana says, that is Veda. There is no other authority. And one who follows the Narayana, he is also authority. Shankaracharya says, Narayana para abhaktya. Narayana is transcendental. He is not anybody of this material. Narayana para abhaktya. Abhaktyat under sampana. Abhakta. The cosmic manifestation. This is called bhakta. And when it is not manifested, it's called abhakta. Just like a house is manifestation of the five elements. Earth, water, air, fire. So, earth, water is there already, but that is not manifested as a house. But the same combination, it becomes a house, big skyscraper building. This is the difference between bhakta and abhakta. Abhakta means the whole material energy, when it is not manifested, that is called abhakta. And when it is manifested, it is called bhakta. Narayana para abhakta. That means Narayana is not of this material world. God is nothing of this material world. He is transcendental. Para. Narayana para abhakta. Para means superior, transcendental. So Veda, here it is says, Veda Narayana saksha. But Narayana is nothing of this material world. Similarly, Veda is nothing of this material world. Veda Narayana Saksha. So you cannot, therefore Vedic authority is so evidential. Because it is not manufactured by any material person. It is Narayana or God. God created this world. So God was existing before this creation. And Veda means before the creation, the laws and the worlds which were existing, there is Veda. Somebody argue that this is written by some scholar or some learned person. No. Veda is not like that. Veda is coming directly from Narayana. And Narayana means God. God was existing before the creation. Because God created. Therefore, God existed before the creation. So, whatever we get out of this created world, that is not Veda. If some person, great philosopher, of this material world, he thinks, he says, I believe, and he writes something that is nonsense. That is not Veda. Because he is a created being. And as created being, he has got four defects. The most important defect is that his senses are imperfect. Therefore, by sense perception, by so-called mental speculation, whatever it creates, that is defect, that is not perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge is there, Veda, because Vedas existed before the creation. And whatever there is within the creation, they are imperfect. Therefore, it is clearly said, the Veda Narayana Shastra, as Narayana is beyond this creative manifestation, cosmic manifestation. Similarly, Vedas also are like that. Don't think It is written by, it is called therefore Apurusha. Apurusha meaning it is not written by any mundane teacher. Brahma, he is the supreme teacher, isn't? No. It is said that he has not created. Tene Brahma Ridaya, Rida Adikam. He was instructed the basic lessons by Narayana or Krishna. He did not manufacture. So Vedas means coming from directly Narayana, not that Brahma has created. Brahma has Vedas in his hand, but he has received it from Narayana. That is the information of his guest. And the Brahma instructed his sons, and then they got the knowledge. The sons instructed to the grandsons in this way, basic knowledge is coming. Therefore, it is called parampara, disciplic succession. We don't manufacture. We receive the knowledge, the perfect knowledge, by disciplic succession beginning from Narayana. So, whatever knowledge we are getting from the Shastra in Krishna consciousness movement, it is not manufactured by man. It is not man-made knowledge. The knowledge was received by through knowledge was imparted or instructed by Narayana or Krishna. Brahma received it, and from Brahma, Narada received it. From Narada, Vyasdev received it, and Vyasdev is writing this Srimad Bhagavatam. Lokasya janasa vijnana chakri shastra sanghita anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madhukhaje. Great learned sages, saintly persons, they are always thinking how the people will be happy. Vaishnava paradukha dukhi. He is always unhappy for unhappiness of the people in general, public. That is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi. Just like in the Western country, Lord Jesus Christ, he was unhappy for hours. So that is the business of devotee, God's son or God's devotee. That is the duty, that people are suffering account of proper knowledge. And the most devious ignorance is without any knowledge of God. That is the most dangerous ignorance. Because human life is meant for understanding God. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. But they do not care to understand God. Real animal life, where is food, where is sex, where is apartment, and where is defense for this is right. Therefore, the challenge was, now explain what is dharma. So they are explaining. Mind that they are not educated themselves, but their education is by hearing from the authority. It is susu. This is real education. Therefore, Vedas, another name is Shruti. Shruti means the knowledge which you receive by hearing, not by your so-called eyes or tongue. No. With tongue, you can chant what you hear. Therefore, our beginning of knowledge is Sravanam Kirtanam. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not that go to some technical college and learning. This is also technical, transcendental technical. And the technique is first of all here. This is technique. Not take a hammer and understand. This is hearing. This technology begins by hearing. Just like you have come here, family, and hearing. This is the technology, beginning of transcendental knowledge, or spiritual knowledge. So, here also this, Yamadutra says, we have heard it from the authority. That is purpose. Go to the authority and hear from him the real knowledge, then you become perfect knowledge. Actually, we imitate, we also go to school, college, hear from the professors, teachers. That is the process anywhere, either transcendental or material knowledge. The hearing is most important thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended this hearing very important in transcendental knowledge especially. Sāne sthita sutidatāna tanuvāna manovi. If you want to know God, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation, he is recommending from the Shastra. He doesn't recommend anything. I think, I believe, perhaps, no. Not this nonsense. You are asking what is the value of your belief? No. Hey, it is easy. Here is enough. It is Sutra from all. We have heard it from all of it. This is not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Rai, how to cultivate spiritual knowledge, how to know the ultimate goal of life, sadhya sadhan, what is the aim of life, and what is the process to approach the aim of life. This was the talk between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Ramananda Rai began with Vannasanta, the institution of four orders of social and four orders of spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yoha Bhajya, it is not very important now. Yoha Bhajya, Agita Hoa. If you know something more, better than this, then he karma tyag, sannyas, so many step by step, he said, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied, yes, it is right, but it is not very important. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and Ramananda said, quoting from the Vedas, jnane prayasam madupasana mantaiva sanmukhaditāna bhavadiyavārtāṁ śrītigatāna sanomī. Prāyasa ajitavopi jitappasi parishtilabhyā. If you want to know who is God, what is God, then give up your this speculative endeavor. Jnane prayasam. Prayas means endeavor. Maybe like this, perhaps like this. Give up this habit. Jnane prayasam upasana. Give up this bad habit. Then how? Jnane prayasam upasana. Namanta eva. Just become humble and meek. Don't declare yourself a great philosopher, a great learned scholar. No. That is not the process. I am a learned scholar, I can discover God, I can manufacture God. No, give up this bad habit. Jnane prayasam upasana, be humble. If you want to know God, then be humble. In the Bible also it is said, for the God is for the meek and the humble, not for the impudent. So, Jnani Prasamudvasana Mantriva, then what will you say? Yes, I'll become humble, then what is my next duty? Salamakaritana Bhavadiyavata. You just try to hear from the saintly person, devotee. Salamakaritana Bhavadiyavata. Then what will be the result? This hearing, becoming humble and meek, and we hear from the devotee, who is actually self-realized, one has seen God through the Shastra. If you hear from him, and never mind what you are, you may be a Brahman, you may be Kshatriya, you may be Sudra, you may be Sannyasi, you may be Swansan, you may be American, you may be Indian, you may be whatever it is, that is not. Remain in your place, Sanesthita, simply here, Sutigatang, Tanumang. Then one day, what will be the result? The God is unconquerable. Nobody can conquer, he will conquer. Simply by hearing. This is the process. They are what he says, Sushuma. Humble and meek and hear. Then you will understand God. Then you will understand what is religion. Then you will understand everything. Not only religion and God, but everything. Jasmin vijyate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. If you simply know God or Krishna, then everything you know. That's why we are sometimes challenging big philosophers, big scientists, big psychologists, and so on, so on. What is this then? Because we have learned something about Krishna. That's all. This is basic ignorance. Jasmin vijyate sarvamedam vijyatam bhavanti. If you have learned what is God, what is Krishna, then you learn everything. This is knowledge. Therefore they say, according to their description of the mother, third class, fourth class, not even human wisdom of this person. And they are explaining about dharma. Why? Sushuma. From the right soul, we have heard it. And what I'm again speaking, correct. The Veda Pranita. What is ordered in the Veda, that is. What is Veda? Veda Narayana Satsa. Absolute. Narayana, spiritual reward. Absolute. Non-duality. Narayana, Narayana, words are the same. There is no difference. That's why we are reading Bhagavad Gita. Why? We're interested. Because Bhagavad Gita and this speaker of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, they are identical. So you cannot change the words of Bhagavad Gita. That is foolishness. Anyone who changes the orders and the words of Bhagavad Gita, they are as well, they will not get any benefits. Because you cannot correct Krishna, what Krishna says or God says. That is not in your power. So these are things they want to interpret. This is like, I think it is this. No. Krishna did not leave for you, for your thinking, that's it. No. Krishna is completely learned. Whatever he has said, it is perfectly in order. You cannot change. So in this way, we have to hear the right thing from the right person. Then the question will be, who is the right person? So, if we cannot select the right person is parampara. One who is following the parampara, he is the right person. even though you cannot understand, actually he's a great shastra says, be the right person. Who? Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kabila Manoj. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Bhaiya Sati Bharam. This is a statement of Jamaraj that I am also considered as one of the authorities. Vayam. So, here Jamaduta says, we have heard it from our master, Jamura. Therefore, whatever he says is authority. Thank you very much.
Question.